This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn, and we have with us Dania Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. So Dania, books in the US have been seeing a huge surge in sales recently, and many in the industry are actually attributing this increase to social media platforms, particularly TikTok. So in fact, the movement has created a new community on TikTok, and this is also helping to drive book sales. Tell us more.
So, you know, we are all aware that TikTok has created many trends and movements. And the latest thing that's become a trend on TikTok is a particular movement that they're calling Book Talk. And this has been,
TOK,
Book Talk. And this, you know, sort of has been pushing books that were, you know, published a while ago to the forefront. But here's the thing. These books are popular again because of crying. So stay with me on this one, guys. Users, you know, for this trend, they recommend books, they record time lapses of themselves reading it. Some of them have, you know, little compilation videos set to music, but they also sob openly, into the camera after what I can only imagine is a emotionally crushing ending that they've just faced. So one of the user accounts that's proving a hit is called A Life of Literature. It's run by two teenage girls. And one of the founders, a 15-year-old Mirie Lee, told the New York Times that she basically wants people to feel what she's feeling. And I feel like that's something a 16-year-old would say.
It sounds par for the course.
some of the people in the industry agree with this sentiment because they're saying that, because these creators are unafraid to be open and emotional about the books that make them cry or sob or scream or, you know, throw the book away in anger, the audience is able to connect with them. And for me personally, because I did go and watch a few of these videos, I don't have TikTok, but I did go and look on the website version, and I applaud them for being vulnerable. I applaud them for being open, but I don't get it. Does that make me a monster? Am I emotionally stunted?
It makes you not that age, maybe, because I feel woefully too old for a lot of this.
Oh, thank God, because I was like, am I not getting this? Like, is this reaching me at some emotional core? But I guess we're in the minority, because the Book Talk hashtag on TikTok has over 5.8 billion views. And there are books like The Song of Achilles, published in 2012, has found renewed success online thanks to the trend. And The Song of Achilles hashtag counts is over 20.8 million views to date.
That's great. I mean, I'm glad for the publishing industry. As a reader, though, I don't know if this necessarily appeals to me, but publishing companies are happy, and this is, I think, being seen as an opportunity for them as well as authors to cash in from a marketing point of view, and that some companies really have kind of started doing just that.
Yeah, so from what I can tell, the most of the videos that happen with this Book Talk trend, it's happening organically. You know, it is coming from people who genuinely want to encourage reading. But now, as per usual, publishers have sort of caught on. You know, they're getting in touch with people with big followings to offer free books or payment in exchange for basically, you know, publicizing their titles. John Adamo, the head of marketing for Random House Children's Books, said it now works with about 100 TikTok users. And he pretty much explains that once a book takes off on TikTok, the machine of publishing can sort of start, you know, get the wheels rolling. You know, big retailers can discount it. A publisher might start running ads. And if a book becomes a bestseller, that also leads to more sales, right? But I think it still remains to be seen how it sort of goes ahead with these kind of deals. Because a lot of these TikTok users, they're young. And I mean, when I say young, they're like they're still in school kind of young. Mm-hmm. One of the TikTok users who's pretty popular, she's a 16-year-old high school student. And a publisher did approach her, you know, and asked, you know, to do a deal, give her a payment for a post. But she said that, you know, the agreement came with, structures and deadlines. And she wasn't sure if she could meet those deadlines with her school schedule and her homework, you know, which I thought was pretty cute. And even working adults would be hard-pressed to do it. But you'd have to think about, you know, parents and getting consent and things like that. And another thing to note is that, you know, these books that are becoming popular again, it's not like they were doing badly in the first place. You know, they were pretty relatively successful before being mentioned on TikTok. So I think it would be pretty interesting to see if, you know, it has the same impact, whether this trend has the same impact with books that aren't so popular or well-known, you know, and if this trend will spread from the US, basically.
I will never say anything that creates enthusiasm for reading is bad. So even if this isn't something that I identify with, if it works, if it gets more young people, whoever, reading, you know what? Go for it. It's great. But where I think for me the issue comes is the commercialization of it, because it sounds like that organic thing is what makes it special. People actually naturally reacting to how they feel about a book. But once you commodify that, it starts feeling a little bit cheap.
Yeah, I know. And I was talking to people about this. They were kind of asking me, you know, when I watched the videos, if I felt the people who were maybe crying or whatever it was, their reaction was, whether it was sincere. And I said, to me, it felt sincere. But once you find out that, you know, authors are sending free books to people to like talk about it, it does kind of take the magic away from it. And, you know, and also, once again, I don't understand why crying would make you want to read a book. That's just my personal opinion on it.
I just don't think that paying for emotions, and once you know it is paid for, that it's going to work, because it's about the immediacy of the reaction, right? And the whole thing is, I want people to feel what I feel. Isn't that one of the book talkers? And I think if you know that perhaps that was gifted or that was paid for, it just really changes, I think, how people react and feel about your feelings.
No, absolutely. And I think there's a reason why people bond over books. There's something very natural and real about it. I'd hate to see that sort of, I don't know, cashed in by companies. But let us know, how do you get your book recommendations? If it's from social media, is it from TikTok? Is it from Instagram? Who are some of the influencers or pages that you follow for book recommendations? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And speaking of technology, the pandemic has force-fed the workforce this idea of flexible working. And now there seems to be no looking back, right? So what will work look like in the future? Join us for a special enterprise webinar where we discuss how to transition seamlessly into the hybrid workplace, how to realign culture, expectations, and benefits, and how you can make a career choice that ensures you and your company aren't left behind. That's happening tomorrow, the 31st of March at 1:30, live on Facebook at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that keep in view.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.